Om namo bhagavate vasudevayam. Om namo bhagavate vasudevayam. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrityam. Naran chaiva narotamam. Devin sarasatim vyahasam. Tato yayan udhirajet. Nasta prayesu vadresu. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati utamai sloke. Bhaktir bhavati nahi sikim. Hare Krishna, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19. The island of Jambudvip, text number 5. Today is text number 5. Okay. Martya avatarastu iha martya ikshanam. Raksho vadaiva na kevalam bibo. Kutom nyata tyada ramata sva atmana. Sita kritani vyasanam nishvarasya. Martya avataras tu hija martya shikshanam. Rakso vadani vana kevalan vivo. Kutonyata syada ramata sva admana. Sita kritani vyasana nishvarasya. Martya avataras tu hija martya shikshanam. Rakso vadaiva na kevalan vivo. Kuto nyatasya dharamata sva atmana. Sita kritani vyasana nishvarasya. Martya, as a human being, avatara, whose incarnation, to, however, iha, in the material world, martya shikshanan, for teaching all the living entities, especially human beings, Rakshavadaya, to kill the demon Ravana. Eva, certainly. Na, not. Kevalam, only. Vivo, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kuta, from where? Anjata, otherwise. Siat, there will be. Ramata, of one enjoying. Sui, in himself. Atmana, the spiritual identity of the universe. Sita, of the wife of Lord Ramachandra, Kretani, appearing due to the separation, Vyasanani, all the miseries, Ishvarasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Jaisala Prabhupada. It was ordained that Ravana, chief of the Rakshasas, could not be killed by anyone but a man. And for this reason, Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared in the form of human being. Lord Ramachandra's mission, however, was not only to kill Ravana, but also to teach mortal beings of material happiness centered around sex life or centered around one's wife is the cause of many miseries. He is self-sufficient Supreme Personality of Godhead, and nothing is lamentable for him. Therefore, why else could he be subjected to tribulations by the kidnapping of Mother Sita? Purport. When Lord appears in this universe in the form of a human being, he has two purposes. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Paritranaya Sadunan Vinasaya Chaduskritam, to destroy the demons and to protect the devotees. To protect the devotees, the Lord not only satisfied them by his personal presence, but also teach them so that they will not fall down from the devotional service. This is a very important point. The Lord not just only satisfied them, but with his personal presence, but also teach them so that they will not fall down from devotional service. By his personal example, Lord Ramachandra taught the devotees that it is better not to enter married life, which is certainly followed by many tribulations, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.45. Yamai tunadi grihamedi Yamai tunadi grihamedi sukanhi hitucham. It will be Brahma Sanhita tune. Yamai tunadi grihamedi sukanhi Tucham con candu janena cayor iva duca ducam tripiantineja cripanava juducam vayan candu tivan manasi yam visajeta dira. Cripanas, those who are not advanced in spiritual knowledge and who are therefore just the opposite of Brahmanas, generally take to family life, which is a concession for sex. Thus, they enjoy sex again and again, although that sex is followed by many tribulations. This is a warning to devotees. To teach this lesson to devotees and to human society in general, Lord Ramachandra, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, underwent a series of tribulations because he accepted a wife, Mother Sita. Lord Ramachandra underwent this austerity, and of course, only to instruct us, actually, he never has any reason to lament for anything. Another aspect of Lord's instruction is that One who accepts a wife must be a faithful husband and give her full protection. Human society is divided in two classes of men: those who strictly follow the religious principles and those who are devotees. By his personal example, Lord Ramachandra wanted to instruct both of them how to fully adopt the discipline of religious system and how to be a beloved and dutiful husband. And otherwise, he has no reason to undergo apparent tribulations. One who strictly follows religious principles must not neglect to provide all the facilities for the complete protection of his wife. There must be some suffering because of this, but one must nevertheless endure it. That is the duty of a faithful husband. By his personal example, Lord Ramachandra demonstrated this duty. Lord Ramachandra could have produced hundreds of thousands of sitas from his pleasure energy, but just to show the duty of a faithful husband, he not only rescued Sita from the hands of Ravana, but also killed Ravana and all the members of his family. Another aspect of the teachings of Lord Ramachandra is that although Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his devotees may apparently suffer from material tribulations, they have nothing to do with such tribulations. They are mukta purushas, liberated persons under all circumstances. It is therefore said in the Chaitanya Bhavata, Jata deha vaishnavera vyasahara dukha nischaya janiha tataha paramananda sukha. A Vaishnava is always firmly situated in transcendental bliss because of engaging in devotional service. Although he may appear to suffer many pains, his position is called transcendental bliss in separation, vivaha. The emotions a lover and beloved feels when separated from one another are actually very blissful. Although apparently painful, therefore, the separation of Lord Ramachandra from Sita Devi, as well as the consequent tribulation they suffer, is but another display of transcendental bliss. That is the opinion of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Wow. It's a lot of points in this text. Onangyanati Mirandasya, Gyanangyana Salakaya, Chakshuramitanjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Mukhaṁ karoti vachalam fangum rangayate girim yat kripata maham bande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda vardhanam sri chaitanya ishwaram. Namo om Vishnu padaya Krishna prestaya bhutale srimate bhaktivedanta swami iti namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunjavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Sinduvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's it. Hare Krishna, thank you for this opportunity to present Vaadan class and also opportunity for my process of purification. Just talking about Vaadan, speaking on Vaadan topics, it's actually a process of purification for all of us. And what to say about specific topics like Krishna's incarnation activities, his forms, his lilas. So in this point, this part of the Bhagavatam, as a continuation of different assets of prayers that different devotees from different varshas are offering to the Lord, also different incarnations of their specific ones according their personal circumstances. In this case, we have the inhabitants of King Purusha, headed by Aristasena and Hanuman, offer those prayers to the Lord, these beautiful prayers, specifically to Lord Ramachandra. Before, in previous classes, we were also analyzing how the Lord is taking different forms, different incarnations, and he said that the Lord takes form in each different species of life. We know that we have 8,400,000 different species of life that are described in Bhagavatam. And the Lord takes birth in, takes incarnations or forms in these different species. There are six categories. And describe, for example, and the Lord take form in the non-moving and moving beings, and four-legged beings, aquatic human beings, and as a, for example, insects as well. non-moving beings, we have, for example, trees like a Daru Brahman tree. So that's a beautiful way to understand the connection with Lord Jagannath. He said that it's a very special and sacred tree that Lord Brahma, or that the Lord Jagannath is made of. It's Krishna himself. So Daru Brahma is a form of the Lord. And also we have non-moving Giriraj. No, personally, very fun. Giriraj is another form of non-moving form of life that the Lord is taking form. And so we have in aquatics, Matsya, the four-legged entities, we have Varahadev, the great form of Lord Varaha. And as a human being, we have this case, Lord Ramachandra. So now we are talking about, this part is more clearly described by Srila Prabhupada in his form, in his purpose, that the mission and the purpose of the appearance of Lord Ramachandra as not just, that is in relation to Srimad Bhagavad Gita, that when Krishna appears is to set, destroy the demons and also protect his devotees. But it's not just a protection, but it's also setting the principles for how we can uplift our consciousness, especially for those who are devotees. And the Lord set the example, not just with his teachings, but also his own activities. For that reason, Lord Ram is described at Mariama Purushottama, on a way that he display different behaviors that are exemplary behavior for all of us to follow. This topic, especially about the relationship of wife and husband, personally I have not much experience, so I apologize with you all, I'm not able to talk much about it. But in general, Prabhupada explained that married life is a source of tribulations. Actually, all different varnas or different style of life is part of experience different miseries. Not just because being married, because all of us, we are subject to the influence of the three miseries, our own body and mind, the other living entities, and also the nature. So adhyatmika klesha, adivautika klesha, adidaivika klesha. So it's all of us, we experience this spice of being in a specific ashram. So it's part of this life experience that we have to undergo two different tribulations in order to purify our consciousness, understanding or correcting our thought process in a way that we can eventually reacquire our original consciousness, our original understanding who we are. So there's a different experience in life to make us to understand that we don't have anything to do with things in this material world. We are spiritual souls. So it's a learning experience for all of us in that regard. But I thought part of this class we can talk more about some aspect of Lord Ramachandra's pastimes that can help us to perhaps get inspiration in the performance of our devotional service, and especially the character and activities and personality of Lord Ramachandra's servants, in this case Hanuman. Because all of us, we are trying to perform devotional service, and it's important also to understand that the mood of the attitude of the one who is performing devotional service has to be aligned with the purpose, with the mission, and Hanuman is a nice, a good example of that. So if you allow me, we can touch some points about Hanuman teachings and the performance of his pastimes and activities. Just some touch, because on Monday, if I'm not wrong, nicely Sukadev Prabhu narrated the pastimes and life of Hanuman. So I just touch some points so that we can share some reflections about it. But again, like the existence of the activities of Hanuman are not independent from his master. So I thought if we can describe a little bit how the Shastras describe Lord Ram, the beauty of Lord Ram, and especially in Ramayana, it's nicely, Valmiki Ramayana, it's nice points how Lord Ram has been described. It said that the beauty of Ram, it's compared like all of his feature, his personality is full of goodness, and his body is like a Gandharva, the best of the Gandharvas, and his face is more effulgent of the, like the moon, more than the moon. Also, it said that another point of the beauty of Ram is that he walks like a mad elephant. So I was trying to imagine how is that, you know, because this is a description how Dasarath, he was observing how he sees Lord Ram. Like Dasarath, also Lakshman. And when Lord Ram was going to exile, Sumitra, the mother of Lakshman, gave Lakshman one important instruction that is more related to this, the beauty of Lord Ram. Sumitra, her understanding about the purpose of life of her son, Lakshman, is to serve Ram. So for her, when she gave the instruction to Lakshman, she said, the purpose of your life is to serve Ram, and do your service, and do not harm Ram in your service. So how was that, or how is possible that she can say that to Lakshman, do not harm Ram? Because for Sumitra, she understood that Lakshman, as well as Dasarath, they were very much attracted to the beauty of Lord Ram. So by contemplating Lord Ram, the absorption is such that it's difficult to perform services in that mood, because it's so absorbed, or your mind, so you get the stand that you can't perform service. In that way is that Sumitra instructs Lakshman, do not harm Ram. For that you have to go ahead. You have to go in front, because if you walk to the size of the Lord, you will be more absorbed contemplating the beauty of the Lord. So you have to walk in front, so in order to prepare the path where Lord Ram will walk. So remove the stones, the thorns, all those stuff that, so preparing for Lord Ram. So that's a quite interesting point that I consider that it would be nice for us also to get inspired from, about the beauty of the Lord. Another interesting point, for example, is that for Hanuman to learn about to be an ideal servant, he has to learn from the original servant. Who is the original servant? So we know that Krishna himself take that position, the servitor God. The servitor God is Lord Balaram. And in the pastime of Lord Ramachandra is Lakshman himself. So Lakshman display the service, the ideal service attitude that Hanuman learned from. So for example, when it's described that when they were in the forest, in the Panchavati forest, when they arrived after the exile, after Lord Ram and Sita and Lakshman went for exile for in the forest for 14 years, it said that in Panchavati forest, that was everything was beautiful, and Lord Ram instruct Lakshman, please build a hut, a house for us. So you can choose any place, where do you like, wherever you like, it will be fine. And for Lakshman was a shock. He couldn't understand that. She couldn't react, because she said, please do not give me independence. I don't want to do things based on my desire, because the nature or the source of my desire of my happiness is your pleasure. So the purpose of my life is to please you. In that way I can have happiness. By giving me you the independence to choose, you are in one sense suggesting that I have independent desires other than yours, and that is not the life. My purpose of my life is to please you. So in that sense, do not give me independence. But if you can give me freedom, I would like to have the freedom to obey you. So it's quite important that that attitude that Lord Lakshman expressed to Lord Ram, and that after that Lord Ram, he felt happy and embrace as Lakshman, and he himself chose the spot where the house should be built. So Lakshman did it. He built a very beautiful house where it has different rooms. He said that the room that he The house has room for meetings where Lord Ram can meet the sages. It has another room where the Lord Ram can perform worship. Another private room where Ram can be with Sita. So it was so nicely decorated with lotuses. And after Ram seeing the house, he expressed to Lakshman, "Wow, it's so beautiful. Where did you learn this art? We all went to the same Gurukula, and I don't know how to build a house. Where did you learn these skills from?" And Lord Lakshman replied, his answer was, "Well, yes, we were in the same Gurukula, but I acquired all the knowledge according my nature. I acquired all the skills proper of a servant, and you acquired all the skills proper of a master." So that revealed his natural identity, how Lakshman sees himself, and how also he oriented his activities based in how he identified his ahankara, "I'm servant, so I'll learn the skills that is proper to my nature." And at the same time, when Lord Ram, appreciating his work, his service about the house, Lord Ram said, "Well, my dear brother Lakshman, you have, you are Babagya, Kritagya, and Dharmagya." That means that Babagya is that Lord Lakshman, he knew the desire of others, especially Lord Ram, and based on that he was able to deal according those desires in a proper manner. He knew that he was able to understand the needs and desire of others, and that connection, he has that knowledge, that ability to relate with others based on that understanding. And also he was kritagya, he has knowledge and skills to perform any activity that he was given as an instruction, as a service, but he was doing in a very qualified manner, very exalted, not just standard doing, give the job done, but very in superlative form, very exalted way. And he was dharmagya because he knew his dharma, what things to be done at the proper time. And that was revealed, for example, when it said that the house was having different rooms, but Lakshman didn't build a room for himself where he can rest. Because for Lakshman, no need of resting. He was awake for 14 years. And in Ramayana is described that the beauty of Lakshman in that way, when he said that there is no lotus flower that can blossom for 24 hours, and that lotus, that blossom is unique. That is the way how is described the beauty of the eyes of Lord Lakshman. Because his lotus-like eyes, were open 24 hours just with the purpose to serve Lord Ram. And he didn't take rest. He didn't even take care of his own food and things like that, because his main purpose is to serve Ram, to be safeguard and guarding Lord Ram and Mother Sita as well, not Ram, Sita Ram. That's another point. And also, that's Lakshman. So if we now talk about
Hanuman.
That quite interesting aspect that when, for example, Hanuman was trying to learn or having, he tried to enroll in Surya's school, Surya's Sangat. He tried to enroll for academic teachings or learning process there, but unfortunately, all the seats were already occupied, so it wasn't a room, a place for Hanuman. But for Hanuman, it wasn't that a problem, but to show his determination and dedication and his purpose of studying, he also underwent different difficulties, like he was flying close to the chariot of Lord Surya. And also he was, in order to see his guru, he was flying backwards. And also memorizing everything. He wasn't repeating the lesson. Everything was very fast learner. But he was very grateful with Lord Surya, and he was, after completing his study, he wanted to give a guru dakshina as a part of the Vaishnava culture, or Vedic culture. And so he asked Surya, "What should I do? How can I please you? What dakshina can I give it to you?" Surya expressed, "Well, actually, I just want you to do one thing. I have my son, that is Sugriva, but Sugriva has some difficulties. So if you want to please me, you want to give me something, you have to serve him." So he said that Sugriva has some limitations. He has qualities that wasn't... Hanuman was excelled in all the qualities of Sugriva, but because of his commitment and gratitude, Hanuman accepted to serve Sugriva, even though that his qualifications were superior than Sugriva, and he accepted that position to please his guru. So the mood of the service attitude is quite important in this case. It doesn't matter if your master is not qualified or your skills are excelled in your master. The idea of service, the submission, the attitude that Hanuman showed, it's also blessings. So it's something that we all need to perhaps consider in our interaction. Sometimes when we have done some encounters or criticize, the tendency to criticize or compare in our interaction with devotees, sometimes we can compare our skills and consider I can do this or not, without understanding the purpose of the service itself or what is the aim. So those kind external considerations can be detrimental in the performance of our service. So that's another point. Okay. In my notes, we have some, for example, Hanuman. when Lord Ram met Hanuman for first time, it's a very beautiful point as well, when Hanuman was disguised and Lord Ram recognized the necklace that he was wearing. Hanuman was disguised as a beggar, as Sanjasi who was begging. But when he saw Lord Ram and Lakshman, all his bones, the members of his limbs were trembling, and he wasn't able to control that. And he remembers also some blessings that he got before. Brahma, who gave him a necklace that it was invisible for the eyes of the others. The only the master of Ram or Hanuman would be able to identify that necklace. So in that way, when Lord Ram saw the necklace that Hanuman was having on his chest, so Ram, Lakshman understood that Ram is my master, based in the blessings of Brahma. But more than that, it's the way how Hanuman was describing the loving exchanges that happened at that time. Hanuman was glorifying Lord Ram, his beauty, and trying also to understand who was Ram and Lakshman. The way how he spoke, Ram was talking with Lakshman about it's very rare that a sannyas is begging in the forest, first of all, because nobody is around, so what a sannyas begging in the forest can get from a place where not many people are around. And second is he's talking too much to be a sannyas, so that it was quite suspicious, who is this person? And Ram, he said, oh, this can be a demon in this guy, or a very good messenger. So that was quite interesting point, that this it was revealing the character of Hanuman. But also, for example, it's described that when Hanuman introduced himself to Ram and Lakshman, he said, I'm the servant of Sugriv. So from that point onwards, Lord Ram, he took some distance from Hanuman. And Hanuman was surprised, what I did wrong, why these changes in the attitude. Originally, in the beginning, Lord Ram was more interacting with me, and now what I said, what I did wrong, that now the Lord is taking distance from me. So he couldn't understand. But after, when Lord Lakshman talked with Hanuman, he introduced himself, Lakshman, and he said, well, this is Ram, the son of Dasarath, the elder son of Dasarath, the king of Ayodhya. For people in the world, I'm his brother. Ram called me his brother just out of his grace. But for me, I'm his menial servant. So in that moment, at that moment, is that Hanuman understood his mistake, also called mistake, what he did wrong. He understood what should be his identity, and servant of Ram. So from then onwards is that Hanuman started to follow the example of Lakshman and introduce himself and the servant of Ram. And also another point, interesting point, is when Hanuman was given the ring in the process of searching Sita Devi, Ram gave him his ring to Hanuman. At that time, Lord Ram has the name of Hanumat Prishak, the one who is sending Hanuman as a messenger. So Hanuman got the ring, and he tied it safely, and he thought, well, because the Lord is giving this ring to me, not to others, so it must reach the destination. I must find Sita for that reason. This is an assurance that the Lord is giving me. And he took that very seriously. And when we also hear that when they were trying to find Sita in his team, Jambavan was the one who guided Hanuman to perform that Herculean task, to jump over the sea Jamba Van help him to recognize what to, the awareness of his prowess, his abilities. And in that at that time, when he awakened, oh, who I am, I have these skills, these powers, yes, I can do it. He didn't jump over the sea because I have confidence, I have all these powers. He did it very in a way that he reveals his mood. Yes, I have this power, this ability, but more than that, I have a mission. The Lord gave me this mission, and when he jumped, he just said, Jai Siram. And it's the way how he performed, utilized his activities, his skills, performing all his abilities, and not because I'm confident of that, it's because these skills has a purpose, to please the Lord. So that was his motivation. Then, for example, Lord Ram, one of the qualities that glorify Hanuman, well, he has many qualities, but one of them that Lord Ram glorifies his sensitivity. He said that Hanuman, before he was of course very intelligent, but when he was trying to perform his activities, he was more aware what others also can need, what is the needs of others. It's not just my enthusiasm to do my service in the best way possible, it's also how that will influence to others. He was very much aware of that. He said when he found Sita in the Ashoka Van forest, he said, well, Sita, he was so excited, so happy. He was about to jump in front of her and say, oh, Sita, I'm the messenger, Ram sent me to you, or something. He was about to do that, but he stopped. That excitement that he was having, he has to control, and he said, what happened if I jump and if I just present myself in front of her? She's now in anxiety. She can get confused because many Ravana did many tricks to cheat her, and she can think that I'm also another Rakshasa. She can misunderstand. If I'm so excited, perhaps she would have some heart attack. It's a lot of impressions for her. So how can I approach it in a way that she can trust me? Because in this forest, she doesn't know anybody. And if I come here, how can I prove her that I'm her well-wisher, I'm her servant and the messenger for Ram? So he thought for a while, and he became very tiny, and he just sat on a branch of the tree where Sita was there. And the way how he gained Sita's trust was by narrating the pastimes of Lord Ram, narrating Ramayana to her. So in that way, Sita not just got the satisfaction to know that somebody is there for her protection, but also the satisfaction and the pleasure of hearing about Lord Ram, that is so dear for her. So the solace from her heart came from hearing about the pastimes of the Lord. And that was very inspiring and pleasing for Sita when she met personally Hanuman. So she was about to give him a lot of boons. She gave him 5 main boons. Oh, she was giving him Hanuman boons. And he said, you will have all the strength, immortality, you will live for long. Sorry, and another is what? 5 main boons. And Hanuman was very quiet while Sita was giving the boons. But then
when Sita was about to, she was giving the sixth boon, Hanuman start talking. And he said, Sita was like surprised. Why? What happened? Why he was silent and now he's talking? And Hanuman said, well, when you were giving me the five first boons, were like the five elements of the creation. So, and I was in the process of rebirth. But when you gave me the sixth boon, it's like a life, the earth in the body. So what was that sixth boon that Sita was giving to Hanuman? Sita said, may Lord Ram love you always. When Sita said that, Hanuman was so excited. That was the life of the earth life for him. So that he remembered that when after, for example, going back to Ram to give the news that he found Sita, Hanuman was so excited that he was about to shout, I found Sita. But again, the sensitivity of Hanuman was, if I said I found Sita, it's like putting I first is not appropriate. My goal is to give relief, give happiness to my Lord. So if I say first my Lord, what is more important for my Lord is to know that I found Sita. Sita was found. So he's grammatical. He's very eloquent. Hanuman is very eloquent. His skills, his communication skills are impressive. So, but at that time, he decided to change about grammar rules when he expressed. He said, "More important is to convey the essence. What is the essence? Sita was found." So he said, "Found Sita I." That was the structure of his sentence. Why? Grammatically it's wrong. I found Sita, that is. But no, found Sita I. The main point is Sita was found. So found Sita I as a servant, the last. So that's also another very important point for a servant, the attitude of a servant. The more important point is the pleasure of the master. What is more important? And Hanuman without hesitation, he can break the rules in order to stick to that point, the pleasure of the master. And then when he met the Lord Ram, and Lord Ram was so happy, and he asked, well, what did you do? So Hanuman was narrating everything, what happened, how she found Sita. And also he said, well, narrate about how he burned Lanka. And so how is that? So Ram, when he heard that Hanuman burned Lanka, was like a surprise and like a very serious. And then he asked Hanuman, why did you burn Lanka? I just sent you as a messenger. You pass the message. What is the need to burn Lanka? And the answer of Hanuman was, because you want it. So Ram was surprised. How can I want that? How do you know that? I wasn't even there. How you can say that? So Hanuman said, well, actually, when I met Sita, when I was in the tree, I heard one Rakshasi telling Sita that she got a dream. Her dream was that one banana was burning Lanka. I was thinking, maybe this is what my Lord wants, because I didn't consider that initially, but when I heard the voice of this from this lady, what she was saying, So I thought, maybe my Lord is talking through her. So in order to have a certainty, what should I do? I decided to pray. So and I say, okay, let's analyze the circumstance. So at that time, after completing his mission with Sita, his conversation with Sita and all those stuff, so Hanuman said that he decided to allow Indrajit to tie him with the Brahma Pashu. And then when he was captured, he saw that Ravana ordained to burn the tail of Hanuman. But he was wondering, well, Ravana can order to cut my limbs or even kill me, but why to burn my tail? And Ravana organized everything, bring the clothes, bring all the ingredients for burning my tail. So I thought, oh, well, these are the ingredients that the Lord are providing me for do this burning as a Lanka. So I'm not doing anything. Because his idea was, or his understanding was, well, if the Lord present me an option, a circumstance where I have no other option to choose, because if we have a variety of options, we can choose this according to our criteria. So we can consider it's our desire more than the Lord. But for his understanding was, if I'm in this circumstance where I have no other choice, it's the Lord decision, it's the Lord will. So it's my Lord will that I have to do this. He is providing the ingredients. So the only thing that I have to do is just do this, burning a Lanka, because the Lord are providing all the ingredients. So in that way, it was how he started burning on Lanka and all the disasters, all the the experience of the residents, all the civilization, all the people, the citizens in Lanka were affected. And when Ram heard that from Hanuman, was so pleased, because he understood the mood of the Lord. But at least that connection, is the connection that the Hanuman has, understanding the will, the circumstance as a Lord's direct will. It's not his own desire. It's not my preference. So at that time, Lord Ram embraced Hanuman, and Hanuman was so happy that for him the embrace of Lord Ram was the loving exchange was something that the culmination, the epitome of his success of his life. And in that moment is he remembers that because Mother Sita's blessings, he got that opportunity, because Mother Sita gave him this gift. So, and for him was, yes, and I'm the son of Sita and Ram. This is the goal of my life, his identity. And all his activities were inspired in that interaction that the Lord has with Hanuman. But also one important point was that, that I personally consider inspiring is when Hanuman was paying obeisances to the Lord. He was touching the Lord's feet, Lord Ram's feet. Lord Ram was so pleased with him that Lord Ram wanted to touch his shoulder in order to lift him up. But Hanuman said, allow me to stay in this position, my Lord, because I have the shelter of your feet and I can be having the shelter of your feet, but at the same time, you are touching my shoulder, that gives me assurance, your blessings. So it's the perfect position for me. The shelter of your feet and the assurance of your hands on my shoulder. And another beautiful point of the character and the servitorship mood of Hanuman. As well like Hanuman, I consider also very important point to touch in order to be quick about Jatayu. I was discussing this with Priyamata because she is very kindly sharing her realizations on Ramayana with me. Also, we discuss a lot of philosophy and points. But Jatayu, for example, as a previous class, also we heard that he failed in his attempt to protect Sita when Ravana was kidnapping her. He said that in Ramayana is describing that Jatayu was an old bird. Yes, he was very old, and in that way it was a bit weak. So Jatayu knew that he cannot fight and be successful if he fight Ravana, for example, because, again, his limitations. But he was trying to protect Sita. In his attempt, Sita gave him one instruction. Sita said, don't worry, don't try to fight with him because you are old, but please give this message to Ram. Tell him that I'm being kidnapped by Ravana. Please, you have to give this message. So for him was the goal of his life, this moment, is just to give or convey this message to Ram. I have to pass this message. So, but it's not just that. I have to do something else, he said. Jatayu was trying to fight Ravana because he has a purpose. And during that, he said that he knew that he was weak, but it was a muhurta during that time that he said that if you lose something during this muhurta, the possibility to find that, it's none. So what was the purpose of Jatayu fighting with Ravana is that to delay the muhurta, to delay Ravana in a way that the muhurta can pass and then the next muhurta, it's different effect. So he was sacrificing his life, his wings were cut, but the purpose is that in that way I will facilitate that Ram would be able to find Sita. So that attitude, it's not just, it said that Jatayu didn't remain just in one specific service, so his question was, what else I can do? What else? It's not just limited myself to this task. What else? What more I can do? So then, when Jatayu was lying down on the beach, all blood around, it said that Lord Ram and Lakshman, when they were searching for Sita, they found Jatayu. But in the beginning, they saw a big bird like that, and it wasn't nice thing to look at. And they thought, this demon, or Ram said, this demon ate Sita, and all her blood is around, and now he's just lying down after eating Sita. So Ram was very desperate, and he said, this is a demon. And he even shot arrow, and then, but for Jatayu, he didn't care what the Lord said, no, this is a demon. For him was more, I have to give my message, my Lord is there. So when Ram and Lakshman heard very soft words said, very touching to me, it's Ayushman, that word that I won't forget. It's Ayushman. That is a blessing that means may you live long. And that was like a shocking for Lord Ram, because he was expecting a demon, and that demons, they don't bless. And Lord Ram was then approaching more, because he's blessing us, and they approach to Jatayu, and then they recognize him and say, "Oh, Jatayu, my father's friend." And they recognize him, and Jatayu was about to die. So he passed the message. He said that Sita was kidnapped by Ravan, and it is happening. He started narrating what happened. So Lord Ram was very sorry. He was in pain to hear how his devotee sacrificed himself, and hearing that how, for example, Jatayu was fighting despite knowing that he won't be able to face proportionally to Ram, to Ravana, or win, no options of winning, but he did it for protecting Ram and Sita. So then he died, but then at that time it's described that Lord Ram, he performed all the rites, the funeral rites for Jatayu as son did for his father. So that was very important, the loving exchange. It said that long before, when Dasarath was fighting with it was Sunny, because at that time Dasarath Maharaj was in his land, were spreading some water, and so he was trying to find a solution for that problem in his city. He said that because Sunny was looking at his kingdom, that for that reason no rains were inauspiciousness. So Dasara was trying to fight and protect his citizens in that way, but he wasn't successful. And when he was trying to again fight with Sunny, he fell, because Sunny was also very is powerful. So Dasara was falling from his chariot, and Jatayu, big bird, helped him. And also not just helped him in his falling circumstance, but also he helped him to again trying to fight Sunny, and Sunny, when he saw his determination, he withdrew his influence under about his the citizens of it was Ayodhya at that time, Dasara's kingdom. And so in that way, Dasara was very pleased with Jatayu, and he said, "Please ask me anything." So Jatayu asked him, "Please, the only thing that I can ask you is that if you can give me your son, I want to have your son." Dasarath, at that time, he didn't have any son, so he said, "No problem. Perhaps in this way, given charity in that way, I'll have a son eventually." That also a hope for him. In that way, for example, is that how Lord Ram, performing the funeral rites for Jatayu, it was like a fulfillment of that blessings, of that booms that Jatayu got before from Dasarath. But even comparing, for example, Dasarath, he didn't have the opportunity that Lord Ram performed his funeral rites, because he passed away while Lord was in exile. So, but Jatayu got that benefit, that the fortune of Lord Ram performed that ceremony for him. So it's quite important, the service attitude that I personally consider. Externally, Jatayu can be seen as he failed in his service to protect Sita. But if we see the intricacies of the pastime, he was successful, because he went beyond and how the Lord reciprocated to him. Son dos small points that I wanted to share with you. Besides, the time is over now, class. So I wanted to thanks to you all for your attention and this opportunity, because talking about the Lord and His devotees is purifying. He said that in Bhavatan, in the ninth canto, when Sukadev Goswami is describing the pastime of Lord Ramachandra, at the end he gives some blessings. And the blessing is, whoever listens to the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra will be free from envy. So, hoping that eventually we all get the benefit, because we listen the pastimes of Lord Ram and now his pure devotees, our heart can get purified from envy. So I'm grateful to you all. Thank you so much. Any questions, comments? Yes, bro. Yeah, I'll repeat the question, please, bro. That's a beautiful question. The question probably said, when Hanuman mentioned found Sita I, and he was explaining that humbleness, and the question specifically is how we can overcome that sense of achievement that sometimes blocked our the mood of our service. Yeah, because sometimes we say, "I did that, I did." Yeah, yeah. And again, it is something that personally I found this pastime very insightful, in the sense that help us to keep in mind always what is the purpose of our activities. It's not just I managed to do this, or our self satisfaction. As a devotee, the idea is, again, we are the servant. So the pleasure of the master, Krishna, is the goal. If we keep remembering that, keep in mind that, it will give also the inspiration to preserve us from those weeds, those contaminations, and that can be a foster in association of advanced devotees who also cultivate that mood. And by hearing this as well, no? Those pastimes is another insight for us, motivation, inspiration, how we can eventually develop that attitude. Require a lot of purification in the heart, understanding who actually we are, no? And what is the goal. It's not my self-satisfaction. The satisfaction is the Lord's pleasure. That's the goal. Like Lord Ram, he said, when you are giving me, I don't want independence, he said. If you give me the independence to do things according to my pleasure, it's no point for my life, Lord Lakshman said. He said, my life, the mission of my life is to please you. So your pleasure is my pleasure. So when we have that sense of achievement, it's because it's independence and looking, search for our pleasure. Yeah? So, but like Lord Lakshman, he said, your happiness, your pleasure is my pleasure. That is the purpose of my life. Let's pray to Lord Nityananda, Lord Valar and Lakshman for developing that mood. Eventually, one day we will do it. Let's pray. And helping each other. He said, for example, when Ram chose to support Sugriva instead Bali, because Lord Ram was in his searching process to find Sita, he has to find some alliance who can help him. So he thought, he saw Bali, he saw Sugriva, but why he chose Sugriva? There are four reasons why Lord Ram chose Sugriva. He chose the weakness of so-called weakness of Sugriva as a favor. He select four strengths of Sugriva for that. What are those strengths? One is that he has Hanuman. Sugriva has a Hanuman as his advisor, minister, and so Hanuman very wise and pure devotee. Second is that Sugriva has simplicity. What happened is that Sugriva's character, he wasn't pride. He didn't have pride. He was humble in a way that he acknowledged his weaknesses. So it was simple in that way. Because he acknowledged his weaknesses, he was able to receive also inspiration from others, guidance. And he was the spark of Surya, in the sense he can, again, receive inspiration from others. He was able to appreciate others. That is Sugriva. And the fourth strength, the most important, he said that life was... during his life experience, Sugriva received a lot of suffering, so-called bad experience, traumas, that made him to be humble and cleanse his heart. That very important, the lifetime, the purification that we have in our during our lifespan, difficulties, that make us to be more humble. That was one of the strengths that Sugriva has compared to Bali. That Bali was more like a proud and he was like authoritarian. My will, my way, the only way, you know, something like that. Also, he was sensual. He wanted to enjoy more. And life didn't give him more much cleansing effects on his heart. So in that way, how important, I found quite interesting that point, how Lord Ram was analyzing the situations of Sugriva and Vali, and what was more important for Lord Ram to select Sugriva, his alliance for the process of searching Sita. Did that answer your question, Prabhu? Thank you. Grant? Yes, Prabhu?
If you say in English, I can't say that, that's correct. But I don't think Hanuman spoke to Rama in English.
Yeah, but the principle apply. You are right. Yeah, you are right. In any language, probably grammatically, it's different, but the principle apply. The focus was the satisfaction of my Lord first. That the satisfaction of my Lord is important. What will give relief or happiness to my Lord? So that is the principle that Hanuman utilized when he used also break the grammatical rules in his communication. Yeah. Thank you for that, Pro. Thank you. Grantara Srimadvartan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Ramachandra ki jai. Jai.